Sharp's Tiger by Bernard Cornwell. Read by William Gaminara. Chapter 1. It was funny, Richard Sharp thought, that there were no vultures in England. None that he had seen, anyway. Ugly things they were. Rats with wings. He thought about vultures a lot, and he had a lot of time to think, because he was a soldier, a private, and so the army insisted on doing a lot of his thinking for him. The army decided when he woke up, when he slept, when he ate, when he marched, and when he was to sit about doing nothing. And that was what he did most of the time. Nothing. Hurry up and do nothing. That was the army's way of doing things, and he was fed up with it. He was bored and thinking of running. Him and Mary. Run away. Desert. He was thinking about it now, and it was an odd thing to worry about right now, because the army was about to give Richard Sharp his first proper battle. He had been in one fight, but that was 5 years ago, and it had been a messy, confused business in fog, and no one had known why the 33rd Regiment was in Flanders, or what they were supposed to be doing there. And in the end they'd done nothing except fire some shots at the mist-shrouded French, and the whole thing had been over almost before young Richard Sharp had known it had begun. He had seen a couple of men killed. He remembered Sergeant Hawthorne's death best, because the sergeant had been hit by a musket ball that drove a rib clean out of his red coat. There was hardly a drop of blood to be seen, just the white rib sticking out of the faded red cloth.
"You could hang your hat on that,"
Hawthorne had said in a tone of wonder. Then he had sobbed, and after that he had choked up blood.